Today's Namaste Yoga is the 8th class in our Focus Living series with Inner Contentment. And welcome to episode 302 of Namaste Yoga. Thank you so much for the honor of welcoming me into your home today as we take this journey into our innermost home over the next hour to find the source of inner contentment, which lies in our innermost belly. We're going to find it deep within us today. The source, I think, is deep within our belly. So our members, I would recommend our members practice. There are two classes you could practice before today's class. One is the Intelligent Core class, which is excellent. A nice short one that you can do before today's class to really open up this area of your body, which can be quite numb from holding tension or from holding your belly in, especially women, but I think also men too, hold tension, not just tension. We hold tension here, but also to try not to have a gut that hangs out, we hold our bellies in. So this area becomes quite numb in our body and it gets used to holding. It becomes a habit. So we also have a class called Storing Your Energy, where we use the slow mo ball to release the fascia and all the myofascial tissue in that area. It's called Storing Your Energy, and it's in the morning series section, in the short video section. I'm going to get you started here this morning with a folded blanket, and you can see I've folded it in a narrow way, and you're going to lie down so that rests right on your belly. So I'll show you what that looks like. You just lie down over it, and then that part rests over the fleshy part of your belly, and you're going to lie in crocodile pose with your arms out to the side and your forehead resting on your hands. And you're going to rest here over this for the beginning while I do all the intro stuff, and for a little bit past that, just to wake up that area of your belly to begin the class today. So I want to thank Squeezed Yoga Clothing for my clothes today. I want to thank her for my Dancing Ganesh jewel tone purple bamboo long sleeve top, and also for my black leggings, and also thanks to Dusky Leaf for my props. You are going to need a folded blanket today. You're going to need a wall. You're going to need your blocks and your bolster today. If you don't have a bolster, you can use some cushions from your couch or rolled up blanket. And if you don't have blocks, you could also use cushions, or you could stack books and put blankets on them, or you can roll up blankets too. So we can get around those things as well. Today we're filming on the Straits of Juan de Fuca in front of Trial Island, and we are in glorious sunshine even though there's a huge fog bank behind us today. Okay, I have a testimonial for you today. It came to me in my email yesterday from Shauna, from Ramona, California, who gave me a very nice donation as well. She said, "Dear Melissa, I just want to thank you for following your vision and creating this website and putting your practice online. I began doing yoga and first found your website about 7 months ago when I moved into my new home in a new town and creating a new beginning in my life. Yoga, and I believe you as a teacher, have created such a positive change in my life that encompasses every aspect of my life. I am forever grateful. I am still following some of your very first classes, and though I hop around a little and thinking I need to jump ahead to catch some of your more recent classes, now that I'm getting more into the rhythm of things. I do think your practicing, your teachings are timeless. Thank you again so much for following your heart and your vision has inspired me to do the same, as I'm sure many others would also say. I hope you have an amazing day. Sincerely, Shauna. So thank you so much for your emails and your comments and your testimonials. And we love hearing from you. And wherever you send them to us, on email or SpeakPipe or on our website, on Facebook, on YouTube, and in our membership community, on Instagram, Twitter, I think that's about it. Anyway, we love hearing from you. Okay, as you rest on your belly here, you can feel the weight of the blanket on your belly. And each time you breathe out, just relax into the ground and breathe into your belly. So this is going to start to draw your energy down and into your belly. And this will help to relax your body, calm your mind, and it really helps to relieve fatigue as well. So as you breathe in, imagine breathing down your spine. And as you breathe out, feel your energy pooling down and in around this area where the blanket is on your belly. So we did this a lot last winter too with the Nourishing Your Energy series, this breathing in, imagining breathing in a waterfall going down to your belly, and then breathing out, imagining a lake getting wider and deeper, so that you're bringing the energy down into your belly. And then a lot of Eastern traditions, this center is known as your hara, so the center for your power. And so we're going to just really focus on breathing down in into this area and gathering energy in the center. And then from here, you're going to take your hands underneath your shoulders, push yourself up onto all fours, and take your blanket out of the way. Just put it off to the side. And you're going to lie on your back now with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor, with your arms down by the side of your body. And from here, you're going to curl your pubic bone and your tailbone up towards your face. And then you're going to rock it down away from you. So you're going to breathe out and curl your pubic bone and tailbone up towards your face. And then you're going to breathe in and rock it away from you. So with this one, and you can even place your hands on your pelvis, your fingertips pointing down towards your pubic bone, the heels of your hands resting over your hip bones. With this one, we're drawing energy down into your hara again, the area of your second chakra, Svadhisthana is the name of it in Sanskrit. And this translates into English as one's true home. So we're creating energy in your true home here. And then you're going to take one of your blocks and you're going to place it underneath your pelvis. So you're going to press into your feet until your pelvis lifts up off the ground. And you're going to place the block underneath your pelvis so that your pelvis is supported here. And you're going to rest over it. And I want you to become aware of that pooling of energy in and around your second chakra again here in your pelvis as you rest over the block and allow yourself to be supported there. And feel that sense of your true home, one's true home here in your lower belly. Breathing down into your belly again. So this pose is really great to calm your mind. It relieves anxiety, calms your nervous system. It aids in digestion. It calms menstrual tension. It helps with menopause. So drawing all that energy down into your belly on your exhalation, breathing in, drawing the breath down, breathing out, pooling your breath into your pelvis. And then press into your feet, lift your pelvis up off your block and lower yourself down. Put your block off to the side. And then you're going to roll to your side and come up onto all fours. And we're going to come up into cat pose. That pose is also good for insomnia as well. So you're going to place your hands underneath your shoulders, your knees underneath your hips. If you have any problems with your wrists, you can always come onto your fists. Or you could come down onto your forearms for this as well, whichever works best for you and your body. So spread your cat paws nice and wide. And in cat pose today, I want you to think about moving from your belly. So draw your supple belly right up. As you breathe out, drop your head. And then breathe in and open your supple belly right up to the ground. Breathe out and round up through your back. Focus on moving from your navel center. Breathe in and open your belly up to the ground. Connect your breath and your movement. Feel yourself moving from your belly.
So feel that part of your body.
Okay, and then we're going to lean back. That one's really good for your relaxing your spine and your central nervous system, really good for digestion as well. Okay, so now we're going to prepare your ground for the next pose, especially if you're at home on a hardwood floor like me, I've got rock underneath me today. So since we have blankets close by, it can be great to place a folded blanket for underneath your knees so you don't have that really hard surface underneath your knees. And we're going to do Anjaneyasana, so lunge pose to further invite that movement down and into your belly. Okay, so come up to kneeling and we'll start by walking your left leg through so we can open up your ascending colon first. So walk your left leg through and really sink down through your front left foot so you can find that balance through your front left foot. This pose is really great for balance and focus. It's a great pose for the Focus Living series. And then you're going to come upright. You could even have a chair here to help you with balance. And then we're going to just place our hands on our belly to help us come down and into our belly. And if you want an extra balance challenge, you could close your eyes and focus on that breath that we used with breathing. Imagine that waterfall coming down into your belly. And then as you breathe out, imagine that lake getting wider and deeper in your belly. So you can really feel the whole length of your psoas opening up here. Which helps to foster the relaxation of your diaphragm and invite your breath deeper and down into your belly. And then you're going to lean back and we'll switch legs so that you can walk your right leg forward and have your hands on either side of your right foot. Sink down through your front right foot. Find that place of balance and stability from your foot. Come upright. Feel the opening in the front of your left hip. And then place your hands in your belly again and feel that opening on the other side through all the way through your psoas from the front of your hip up here. And breathe down and into your belly. Feel that energy pooling into your belly. Relax your shoulders down your back. And then after your next breath out, go ahead and release this posture from your body slowly and carefully. And we're going to come to a comfortable seated position. You can use that blanket folded to elevate your hips so that your knees can rest more gently on the ground, so that your hips are above your knees can rest on the ground. Or you can sit in a chair, or you can sit kneeling on your block, whatever works best for you today. And we're going to sit with a mudra to help you get down and into your belly again. It's just the first mudra from the Sharira Hand Body Mudra series. So the way it works is you're going to make your hands into an L shape with your index finger and your thumb. And all you're going to do is place it at the base of your ribs. So basically, it invites breath movement down into your diaphragm. And so you'll feel for your breath moving at your rib cage, at the base of your ribs, moving laterally out to the sides, front and back. So feel your sit bones on the ground. Feel your shoulders over your hips and your ears over your shoulders. Your palms are parallel to the ground. And close your eyes and allow yourself to turn inwards to receive the teachings for today. And feel your breath deep and low in your body by your hands. In our culture, our attention is very often pulled up and outside of ourselves. We look for happiness and satisfaction outside of ourselves. Even our self-care practices have an external focus. However, contentment or santosh, which is the niyam that we're focusing on today, requires a focus that is an internal practice. As Sarah Avant Stover reminds us in her Book of She, no amount of external pampering can nourish our depths when we're feeling depleted, afraid, overwhelmed, or insufficient. Contentment, or santosh, the niyam santosh, means focusing inwards, holding ourselves with loving kindness, and trusting in our own basic goodness. Knowing that even our anger, doubt, aversion, overwhelm, illness, and resistance are held in this gentle, loving space. All of it is allowed. Nischala Joy Devi says that contentment means firmly identifying with our inner essence rather than external objects. We practice yoga and meditation to awaken to our true nature, to discover our basic goodness. We awaken to who we are, rather than to be a slave to what we do. When we inhabit our bodies, we will feel like we've come home, and we will experience focus and contentment. Coming into your body through yoga and meditation gives you a safe refuge for self-soothing. It gives you space away through thought, space away from thought, and the buzzing busyness of day-to-day life, and the buzzing busyness of media, social media, screen time. All day long, we're pulled up and out of our bodies, distracted by the flashy screens. Connecting with our belly centers, closing our eyes, turning inwards, we find a sense of inner safety, home, focus, and contentment. In the book of She, Sarah Von Stover speaks of one of her students, Adrian, who explains, "For most of my life, when I felt the rumbles or sinking feeling in my belly, I thought that I was hungry. So I just ate something. Now I see that in those cases, what I'm really hungry for is a grounded connection to myself." When you create that connection with your belly, you're able to give yourself a deeper nourishment. Focus and contentment, the thing that you're craving on all levels of your being, physical, mental, emotional, energetic, and spiritual. So take a couple of more breaths into your belly, breathe down your spine. Breathe out and allow that breath to pool into your belly. Imagine a waterfall as you breathe in, going down and into your belly. And as you breathe out, imagine that lake getting wider and deeper in your belly. And then begin to form your intention for what it is you'd like to receive from the rest of this class. What is it that you are trying to birth, sustain, release, or rebirth from deep within you in your life? And then go ahead and release the Sharira Mudra from your rib cage. And we're going to make our way up to standing now. So you can make your way up to standing. And stand at the front of your mat. And from the front of your mat, take a step back with your right foot. And you're going to sink down through your front left sit bone. Turn your hips so they both face the front of your mat. And again, you're going to place your hands on your lower belly and go back to that breath, breathing down and into your belly. Breathe out and let that energy pool down and into your belly. So this is another great one to open up the front of your psoas. Improve your digestion. Very strengthening and grounding for your legs, your whole body. And then you can go ahead and release this posture from your body. And you're going to step up to the front of your mat again. And this time you'll stand with your left foot in front and you'll step your... No, this time you stand with your right foot in front and you'll step your left foot back. And you'll sink down through your front right sit bone. Turn your left hips towards the front of your mat. And place your hands on your belly again and really connect with that part of your body. I think so many of us have disowned this part of our body because of shame about our bodies, shame about our bellies, trauma in our bellies. And it's time we come really into our bodies and own this part of our bodies, this power center. This pose is great to stimulate your abdominal organs and your digestion. It's also great for balance, focus, and core awareness. And then you're going to let this pose out of your body. And from here, you're going to come to your wall. So we have no wall. So I'm going to show you what you can do if you don't have a wall too. And if you do have a wall, I would really prefer you to use it because I'm going to have you spread your legs wide on the wall. It'll help you really get into your belly a little more, I think. So the way it works is you're going to put your mat perpendicular to your wall. And you're going to put your hips straight. So imagine my wall is right here. And I'm going to put my hips right up against the wall. And then what I'm going to do is swing my legs around. So they end up against the wall. So my legs would be right up against the wall. If you have sciatica or any back issues, it's really not a great idea to have your legs straight up against the wall, so you'd be better to have your legs on a chair so that your legs are bent. That's going to be way easier on your back. Okay, so here's your modified position, and then if you have legs up the wall, I want you to slide your legs wide and place your hands on your belly. And same for the modified position. My legs are shaking. Are your legs shaking after doing the warriors? Okay. If you don't have a wall, you're going to use a block. You're going to press into your feet. And you're going to let your legs go up in the air. And I don't know Without the wall, I'm not so sure about taking them wide. I think it's going to be easier just to have them straight up. I'm actually not loving this for... If you don't have a wall, go back to bridge pose rather than legs up, because it doesn't allow this part of your belly to stay relaxed, because as soon as you take your legs up, your belly all tightens up. So if you don't have a wall, you're going to go back to bridge pose. If you do have a wall, your legs are wide. If you have sciatica, your knees are bent on a chair. We got lots of options for lots of people here. And then you have your hands on your belly, and you're going back to that breath that we've been using throughout the class, breathing down your spine, breathing out, pulling your breath into your belly. This pose is great to ease anxiety and stress. It calms menstrual cramps. It's a nice inversion because when you're menstruating, because your pelvis is level, it's not inverted. It's great for menopause as well. And it's a really good pose to calm your mind. And then to come out of this, you're going to bend your knees on the wall, roll to your side, and make your way up to prepare your props for the next pose. And I'm going to give some options for this one. I'm going to give the option for the modification first, and then I will give the option for doing a different expression of the pose. So for this one, you're going to need your bolster or a rolled up blanket to open up your back. So here you're going to place the bolster behind your back. Okay, you're gonna place the bolster behind your back, and you're gonna lie down on the bolster. So this is the modification where you're going to have your legs out long. Okay, so now here is your another option. If you have any knee issues, this is not going to be something that you want to try. You need to have a very open psoas, and your quads can't be very tight to do this version. And it can be helpful actually to raise the top part of your bolster here. That can be helpful, and also to have some extra support for your neck here, like that. This bolster is kind of light, so okay. So then what you're going to do is I'm going to put that part on at the end. I'll add the neck support at the end once I get on. Okay, so what you're going to do is you're going to sit kneeling on your heels, and then you're going to sit down between your heels. You can also create some you can put something underneath your butt here as well so that you don't have to sit down as far. That can be another modification here. Another nice thing you can do here is use your strap. And bind your legs. Because your knees will tend to splay on this one. And then you're going to lie down. Oh, so nice. Actually, that's good just like that for me. If your chin is higher than your neck, you're going to want to put something underneath your head. And then you're going to rest like this. And it's totally worth the setup. And it's so good for this class because it just invites breath right down into your belly. So now that we've got that all set up, you're going to, and you can place your hands right on your feet or your belly or down by your side. It creates a nice, if you place them on your feet, it creates this whole body mudra where you create this closed seal. And you're going to breathe down into your belly and breathe out and let the energy pool in your belly. The only thing I wished I'd done to be more comfortable in this pose, should you repeat this class, would be to put a blanket underneath my feet because, and if you have hardwood floor at home, because it's too bony on the top of my feet, and so that's the only part of my body that's uncomfortable, so I would recommend that. And then coming out of this pose is really important that you roll up. So you tuck your chin, you curl your rib cage down. So you can use your elbows and your hands to help you up. Oh, tops of my feet. Oh, that was really tender there. And you come forward. So that's really important for your knees. And that's how you come out. So that pose really opens up your abdominals. It improves your digestion. It really opens up the whole length of your psoas. It relieves menstrual pain. It really stretches out your quads and your hip flexors. I'm totally going to do that again later today. Okay, we're going to do a twist now. So we're going to sit. You can put your props off to the side. You may need your folded blanket for this though, actually. You're going to sit with your right knee bent in front of your left knee. And then you're going to twist to one side. And if there's space underneath your left buttocks, then fill it with the blanket. And breathe down into your belly. Then you're going to come back to the center and switch your legs so that now your left leg is bent in front of your right leg. And again, you may need to fill the space underneath your right buttocks if that sit bone isn't sitting all the way on the ground. And then you're going to twist so that your right arm comes to the outside of your left knee. And this twist is really good for digestion. It's good for relieving stress. And it's also good for massaging your abdominal organs. So breathe down into your belly. And as you breathe out, feel your breath pool in your belly. And then come back to the center. And we're going to do a forward fold. You're going to probably, it can be useful to use your blanket too, to just elevate your hips a little bit. And you'll need your blocks to support your knees, unless your knees rest on the ground, which I don't know many people who do. So you're going to elevate your pelvis a little bit so that you can roll over your hip bones. We're going to do bound angle pose or butterfly pose or Baddha Konasana. And bring this your heels into your groin. Great stretch for your groin. Lengthen up nice and tall. You're going to hinge forward over your hips and fold forward. You just put the blocks where to fill the space between your knees and the ground. And fold forward. Keep your spine long. Keep your ears over your shoulders. And again, this one's going to stimulate your abdominal organs and improve your any digestive discomfort, relieve any menstrual discomfort. And we're going to keep going with that breath practice that we've been using throughout the entire class of imagining that waterfall going down into your belly. And then as you breathe out, imagining the lake getting wider and deeper. And then you're going to slowly make your way back up to seated and down onto your mat for Shavasana to integrate your practice. And I read this really great excerpt in just this great line in Brené Brown's book this morning on Rising Strong, that the root of integrate means to, in Latin, means to become whole. So I always think that's great that I think that Shavasana is about integrating your practice, and it's part of becoming whole again. So lie on your back, and you can use your bolster under your knees. And place your hands on your belly and continue that practice of breathing down into your belly, even here in Shavasana. And I am going to sit up and share with you a reading from today. Today's reading comes from Ingrid Bachy's book called The Art of Effortless Living. And she says, the practice of feeling your body, and I would extend that of really feeling down into your belly, is common to many traditions of meditation. One reason that feeling into your body and breathing down into your belly is that taking your mind off thinking, and meditation aims to give you a calm mind and space away from thought. But there's another reason for focusing on feeling your body and feeling into your belly. The practice of exploring bodily sensations in a neutral, detached manner automatically relaxes you and opens you up. It's part of getting in touch with who you really are, as opposed to who you think you're supposed to be, or who your mother or father told you you were. Just as when we explore our breathing in a non-judgmental and curious way, when we become very relaxed, so too does the same thing happen when we explore any bodily sensations, like coming into our belly with the same attitude. We experience the resulting relaxation of tension as softness in our tissues and in ourselves. The softness is our subjective experience of letting go of effort. Softness is our subjective experience of letting go of effort. So gradually start to invite movement back into your body. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Bend your knees and roll to your right side. And when you come onto your right side, pause there for a moment and take a breath, pausing to honor this rebirthing into wholeness. And then slowly make your way up to seated. And then we finish our practice as we always do by gathering the fruits of our practice in first to ourselves, so that we can enjoy the fruits of our own practice before we offer them out into the world. Right palm up, left palm down, making space for Lokha Samastha Sukhino Bhavantu with a breath and a sigh. Loka samastha sukhino bhavantu. Loka samastha sukhino bhavantu.
Lokha samasta sukhino bhavantu.
May all beings be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to the happiness and freedom for all. So thank you so much for joining us for episode 302 of Namaste Yoga. We appreciate you so much being here, and we appreciate so much your invitation for us to be in your home as we go into our innermost home each week. If you like today's show, please give it a thumbs up. And if you're new to Namaste Yoga, then please subscribe to our channel so that you can receive new Namaste Yoga every Friday. We put out a show every Friday, and that way it'll show up in your feed. And if you know a friend or a family member or a coworker who would benefit from today's class, then feel free to share this class with them. We would love for them to receive the benefits of it as well. I want to thank you so much for your donations. You can make a donation right here. Special thanks to Shauna, whose testimonial I read at the beginning of the class, Donna, Joshua, Cornelia, Eva, Linda, Leah, Ellen, Aviva, and Julian. I really appreciate your support. It allows us to continue to offer this free class to all of you worldwide and for all of you to be able to continue to receive it. And you can also contribute to Namaste Yoga by giving of your time through commenting in the comment section. And the question for the comments today was, how was it for you to connect internally to contentment today through your belly? I'm curious about that because that can be quite a vulnerable area for people. So let me know in the comments how that was for you. And I know it can be really challenging for people to connect to their bellies. As I said at the beginning, this area can be quite numb, and it can be really hard to even feel into this area because of all the holding we do. I know for me, this is a teaching that I've learned over the last almost 2 years living here in Victoria through my teacher here. And I really, when she first started teaching this to me, I couldn't do it. This area was so numb for me from holding my belly in for years and years and years. Just that habit of holding my belly in. And it was only through the practices that I've created on the membership site, the Intelligent Core class, really lengthening the psoas and relaxing and opening that area up, and the connective tissue classes that we do with the slow-mo ball and the soft foam roller. It was only through those practices that I was really able to soften this area and feel into it again. So if you want more support in reconnecting with this part of your body, and you know, lots of people have trauma and this area has gone numb. Lots of people have had surgery in this area too, and there's scar tissue and things like that here. And that area has just gone numb from that kind of thing as well. So we do have the Intelligent Core class, and we also have the Storing Your Energy for your Day class with the Slow Mo Ball. Both of which can restore the suppleness of your abdominal myofascial tissue. These are both on our membership site. They also ease anxiety by moving you out of flight or flight response and out of your sympathetic nervous system. So you can sign up for our membership site right here to get access to that value-added content. And we'd love to have you as a member. I'm sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May your joy be as deep as our Pacific Ocean. May you have the strength of our mountains, and may you be as rooted as the trees in our forest. Om Shanti. Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.